Hello, I want to welcome you to the Trucking for Jesus broadcast. My name is Chaplain Blondie Gregory, and I pray that today, for the few minutes that I have with you, that this broadcast will be an encouragement to you. But first, I want to pray for you. Lord, I pray that all those that are listening who are not born again, I ask that you give them revelation knowledge that they must be born again, and let them know that the only way into you, God the Father, is through your Son, Jesus Christ. And through your greatness and your mercy and your love, draw them to salvation, I pray, in Jesus' name. Amen. In the book of Psalms 145, verse 3, it says, "Great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised." Great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised. There are so many great things and wonderful things that God our Father has done for us. And so many times I think about that old hymn. You know, it says, "Count your many blessings and name them one by one. Count your many blessings and see what God hath done." God is good to us all, and He is great and merciful, and He loves us. Years ago, when my grandson was in kindergarten, I had to go pick him up one day. His mom was working, so she asked me to go pick him up. And when I went into kindergarten, he wasn't in the room. He was sitting out in the hall in a little chair with his face up against the wall. And I walked up to him, and I said, "What are you doing in this chair?" It was the timeout chair. I said, "What are you doing in this chair?" And he looked up at me and he said, "Nanny, I've been a bad cowboy." You know what? I'm talking to some of you today. "Nanny, I've been a bad cowboy." And some of you have been put in the timeout chair because you've been bad in your ways and your actions. And people have put you, they might not have set you in a chair and shoved your nose up in the corner, but you are in a timeout chair. Sometimes when you act the way you do and ugly and rude and answer people sharply and talk to you, you know, you can correct people, but do it in a way that they'll love it and receive it. Pray that God will show you how to tell somebody they're wrong and do it in a way of love and gentleness, and they'll receive it. But you know what? When you're going to act like a bad cowboy, you're going to be taken off your horse. You're going to be put in a chair and shoved up in a corner somewhere, and you're going to have a timeout. There's a lot of people today that should be in the service of the Lord, should be participating in the things of God, but they are not because they're in the timeout chair. They've been bad cowboys. They've had a bad attitude. They wouldn't listen to the things of God. They always wanted things their way, and every time there was an argument, if things didn't go their way, they would pout and be angry and go for days and not talk to somebody and hold grudges. Listen. When you're like that, you're being a bad cowboy, and God has to put you in a timeout chair. And the only way you're going to get out of that timeout chair is you're going to have to change your attitude and change your ways and ask God to help you to be sweet and to do that which is right and receive instruction and to receive what God has for us. God is great, and He loves us, and He loves us enough to tell us the truth. He loves us enough to teach us and show us the error in our ways. You know, we always like to think the Lord's going to give me this, and He's blessing me with this, and I'm going to get this. And He does. He gives us great, mighty blessings. But He loves us enough to correct us. And a lot of times, we're not all excited about that correction. But it's for our good. I know for years and years, we would minister in prisons and jails across the country. And I can't tell you other times that I've had young men come up to me and my husband in prison and said, "Listen, if my mom and dad had loved me like they should have and made me mine, I wouldn't be in here." Let me tell you something. You either correct them in the playpen or you're going to be corrected in the pen. You're either training your children or your children are training you. But we need to realize we can't tell our children what to do if we're not setting the right example for them. We can't tell them, "Don't you do this, and don't you smoke that, and don't you drink that," if you up in their face doing that. And you can't tell them, "Don't say that word, that's an ugly word." Where did they get it from? They heard it from you. You're being a bad cowboy. Listen, some of you are in the timeout chair. Ask God to forgive you and give you a right attitude that you can behave yourself and do what God has called you to do. We don't have time for the timeout chair. We need to be about our Father's business. We need to be doing the will of the Father. We need to be sweet. We need to be kind. And we need to be sensitive to His Spirit. And when we receive correction, we need to receive it with the right spirit. Thank you for listening.